Mr. Brady, this Wednesday marks the one-year anniversary of Barack Obama becoming president of the United States. He made a lot of promises going into this year, but it doesn't look like many of them have been delivered on.
I think the president's first year has been both disappointing and galvanizing. Disappointing to his supporters because he didn't change Washington. He didn't bring a new era of bipartisanship or openness. In fact, many ways, as we're seeing in healthcare, this is one of the most secretive administrations and one of the most bitterly partisan. I believe it's galvanizing for those who had questions about him because they've seen this giant overreach, the most spending ever in American history, overreaching and big government solutions on everything from healthcare to cap and trade and regulation. The big question is, looking forward a year from now, will he even have a Democratic Congress to work with? It seems to me much the country opposes what the president's proposed, are determined to go to the polls and create some checks and balances so that they're both parties are responsible for the direction this country must go.
When they're looking at this healthcare takeover, they're not even aware of the amount of money that this could cost the government and their own wallets.
You know, most people have been frightened by the amount of spending in this healthcare bill, what it will do both driving up their own healthcare costs as well as what it will do to debt and to other plans like Medicare, Social Security, our veterans care. New reports show that there may be between $2 trillion and $6 trillion in hidden costs in that health care bill that will affect every family in America, every small business in America, every senior citizen in America. So I think that people are right to be very frightened by what this means to their health care, what it means eventually to their pocketbook.
A lot of people watching the Massachusetts Senate race wondering if that 60th supermajority vote will be gone on Tuesday night. But there is another ace in the hole here. They could go with the nuclear option.
You know, it's remarkable that Democrats are having to fight to hold Ted Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts over the issue of national government-run health care. One of the few states that has a government health care system. Clearly, people there aren't satisfied with what they've got, and they're willing to go to the polls again to elect a Republican to create a checks and balance. What worries me is the statements here of the last few hours that say if they lose the 60th vote, they'll use that backdoor option. It's called reconciliation, where they basically change the rules of the game to force that bill through the Senate. Again, another secretive loophole that the American public doesn't want.
And while we're all wrapped up in healthcare, there are a lot more issues that they're going to try and get through this year before the people go back to the polls in November.
It appears that they're going to move on to increasing the debt limit, another $1 trillion or more. That would take it to a record $14 trillion. Almost 40% of that spending has come about just since Nancy Pelosi became Speaker. Senate Democrats may well move immigration ahead of cap and trade, both of them very bitterly divisive issues. Then you're going to see more efforts to try to, I think, take over the banking industry, new regulations on small businesses and families as well. I'm fighting both against new tax increases that this president's proposed and to keep the family and small business tax cuts that Republicans put in place in 2001 and 2003. So there are critical issues ahead this year.
Even the thought of raising taxes in this kind of economy should have just about anybody wondering, what are they thinking?
Americans overtaxed, period, whether it's a good economy or bad. And when they see the way their tax dollars are spent, they get furious. New reports show that as much as $100 billion of the stimulus bill will be lost to waste, fraud, and abuse. That's $100 billion of people's earnings that they've worked hour after hour to create, and Washington is just frivolously spending it. We don't need more taxes. We need government to stop the spending, to stop wasting our tax dollars, and, for example, giving Fannie and Freddie Mae executives $6 million bonuses while you and I as taxpayers have to pick up perhaps $500 billion of their risky investments. It's crazy the way they spend their money. They don't deserve another dime of it.
Well, Mr. Brady, one of the major promises Barack Obama made as a candidate was to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay within a year after becoming president. Well, his time is up on Wednesday, and it doesn't look like Gitmo is closed. And now we're having to worry that our government is more concerned about terrorist rights than they are about winning a war on terror.
From reports, It appears the Obama administration is considering holding a trial in Washington for the Guantanamo Bay detainee who was accused of planning a deadly Bali nightclub bombing that killed 202 people. It appears they are going to give this terrorist the same legal rights as a U.S. citizen. I think most people are just puzzled that we have a government more interested in creating rights for terrorists than in protecting American citizens. Having another show trial just blocks from where that city was attacked on 9/11, giving these terrorists full rights while they condemn our justice system, to me is just crazy. Why we are not prosecuting them in military trials now is beyond me.